This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. Everything around us changes. God doesn't. That's why I love Glorify's 21-day challenge. It helps me build a simple habit of meeting with God every day. No pressure, just consistency. With Glorify, you can start your morning by reading the Bible passage of the day, diving into Glorify's daily devotional, and wrapping up with an immersive experience called Daily Walk with God. And if you need to take a few minutes to yourself in the middle of a busy day, try one of Glorify's guided meditations or listen to their curated worship playlists for some quiet reflection. To end the day, enjoy Glorify's sleep meditations to help you wind down and put your mind and heart at ease. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, Glorify has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Listeners to the show can get full access to Glorify for just $29.99 for the entire year. That's Glorify's lowest price ever when you download the Glorify app now at glorify-app.com/redcircle. Feel closer to God this year with Glorify. Get full access all year for just $29.99 at glorify-app.com/redcircle. That's glorify-app.com/redcircle.
Allah then asks the angels, and he knows, قَبَطْتُمْ رُوحَ وَلَدَ عَبْدِي. Have you taken the soul of the child of my servant? While he knows, they say, yes, Ya Rabb, we did. أَفْقَبَطْتُمْ فَلَذَةَ كَبِدِهِ. Have you taken away the fruit of his eyes? They say, yes, Ya Rabb, we took away the closest thing to him or her. And then Allah says, وَمَاذَا قَالَ عَبْدِي. What did my servant say? They say, حَمِدَكَ وَاسْتَرْجَعَ. He said, Alhamdulillah. And inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Praise and gratitude to Allah, and we are all from Allah, and to Him we shall return. Immediately Allah says to His angels, my brothers and sisters, it is the Islamic belief that we are created in this world and we are tested from the moment we're born to the moment we die. And when you reach puberty, we are accountable for the obligations. And our tests are in preparation for the hereafter. So a believer does not limit and narrow his or her mindset to the abundance and to the happiness of only a limited temporary world. A believer looks far beyond the realms of just this world. Their happiness, their goals, their success, their achievement, their ultimate provision extends beyond just this world to the parameters of this life. For a believer looks far after death, because he or she believes in the hereafter and paradise and hellfire. And Allah says to us in the Quran, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. Whoever is saved from the fire and made to enter paradise, he or she has truly succeeded triumphantly. And that is the ultimate goal. So when you think like that, the worries of this world and the hardships of this world and even the happiness and the success of this world suddenly become a little bit smaller in value. Like an aeroplane that takes off, and as it goes higher and higher, the world seems smaller and smaller. Or the world looks big, but the houses and the people and the rivers and the mountains look smaller and smaller. So as you rise in your iman and your goal is far beyond just this world, suddenly the parameters of this world, the hardships and the eases become nice to have ease, and the hardships become hard, but suddenly inside of you, the pain suddenly looks a little bit smaller, inshallah. And in this life, my brothers and sisters, we experience closed doors. And the closed doors for people can happen in our life all the time. But the worst closed doors that a person can encounter are the ones that are in the hereafter. For any closed door in this world is temporary, short-lived, and can sometimes actually be a blessing in disguise. Other times, the closing of doors in your face can be a test for our hereafter, to unlock other closed doors in the hereafter that, had it not been for Allah closing certain doors in this life, those doors in the hereafter would not open. Sometimes we are the ones who close the doors ourselves. Other times, we have no control. They just happen around us. In Islamic belief, for every closed door, Allah promises that there are many other doors that become unlocked. Allah says in the Quran, "Inna ma'al usri yusra." Inna ma'al usri yusra. With every one hardship, there is abundant and wide avenues of ease. For every one door, there are many other doors open. For every one hardship, there are many eases. It also means that hardships can breed ease afterwards. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala locks a door in your pathway to protect you from something. That had not that door been closed, you would have reached a bigger problem. Or maybe Allah has a plan for you by closing that door. Or maybe Allah is simply closing the door as a test of your faith, of your honesty to the word, "I love you, Allah, and believe in you and trust in you." If it is a test, then say Alhamdulillah. But you won't know sometimes if it's a test or not. So what do? Always say Alhamdulillah. Because Alhamdulillah means, "Oh Allah, all praise and gratitude to you. From Allah there is no bad that comes, only good." Bad comes from ourselves. True bad. And sometimes bad things may seem bad, but they're actually good. But we don't see. And Allah says in the Quran, فَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. It could be that you hate something, you dislike something, when it is good for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. And it could be that you may love something, but it is bad for you. وَاللَّهُ, in another verse, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah knows, you don't know. So Alhamdulillah, for if this closing of the door was to protect me, Alhamdulillah. If it was there another plan, Alhamdulillah. If it was to test me, Alhamdulillah. If it was whatever it was, we say Alhamdulillah. In the hadith which is in Sahih Muslim, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah says, hadith Qudsi, that Allah says, when He decrees that a servant of His will have their child, their son or daughter, die, and the angels carry out that decree and their son or daughter die, Allah then asks the angels, and He knows, قَبَطْتُمْ رُوحَ وَلَدَ عَبْدِي. Have you taken the soul?
This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. Everything around us changes. God doesn't. That's why I love Glorify's 21-day challenge. It helps me build a simple habit of meeting with God every day. No pressure, just consistency. With Glorify, you can start your morning by reading the Bible passage of the day, diving into Glorify's daily devotional, and wrapping up with an immersive experience called Daily Walk with God. And if you need to take a few minutes to yourself in the middle of a busy day, try one of Glorify's guided meditations or listen to their curated worship playlists for some quiet reflection. To end the day, enjoy Glorify's sleep meditations to help you wind down and put your mind and heart at ease. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, Glorify has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Listeners to the show can get full access to Glorify for just $29.99 for the entire year. That's Glorify's lowest price ever when you download the Glorify app now at glorify-app.com/redcircle. Feel closer to God this year with Glorify. Get full access all year for just $29.99 at glorify-app.com/redcircle. That's glorify-app.com/redcircle.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Of the child of my servant. While he knows, they say, "Yes, Ya Rabb, we did." أَفْقَبَطْتُمْ فَلَذَةَ كَبِدِهِ. Have you taken away the fruit of his eyes? They say, "Yes, Ya Rabb, we took away the closest thing to him or her." And then Allah says, وَمَاذَا قَالَ عَبْدِي. What did my servant say? They say, حَمِدَكَ وَاسْتَرْجَعَ. He said, Alhamdulillah. And inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Praise and gratitude to Allah, and we are all from Allah, and to Him we shall return. Immediately Allah says to His angels, go now and build a palace for my servant in the heart of paradise and call it the palace of gratitude awaiting for him. And it grows. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us another hadith where he says, I find it amazing, the state of the believer. Nothing happens to him or her except that somehow he finds good in it. If bad happens to them, they say alhamdulillah and they are patient. And if good happens to him or her, they don't boast. They are thankful and humble. And nothing happens to him or her except that there is good in it, and this is only for a true believer. My brothers and sisters, in any case, whether it is within your control or not that the doors have closed, a believer always assumes well and good about his or her Lord Allah. Allah said in the Hadith al-Qudsi, أنا عند حسن ظن عبدي بي, I am at my servant's good assumption of me. This means if you lose hope in Allah forgiving you or guiding you or accepting you, Allah says, don't. I am more than what you think. I am more merciful than what you assumed. I am more pardoning and forgiving than what you have encountered. Allah forgives all sins. And He guides, and you have to trust Him. Even if you have sinned endlessly and blamed yourself for the wrong that you have done in your life, let it be 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, you still assume well of Allah when you repent to Him. And you assume well of your Lord that if you seek His forgiveness and repent, He will forgive you and accept you again. Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say to them, O Muhammad, say to them that I say, O my servants, on behalf of Allah, O my servants, O my slaves, O my servants, ibadi, the ones who have reproached themselves, blamed themselves, shamed themselves, given up on themselves because of their numerous sins and wrongdoings and immoralities, do not give up hope or despair from Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And Allah says, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ, oh no, your Lord never oppresses or wrongs any of His slaves or servants. So if something closes for you in this world, the only person who thinks that there is no hope is your brain. And the bad company that you have who tell you that, or maybe you're scrolling through social media platforms and the algorithm can feel from the things that you've been looking at that you are suffering. So it just gives you more suffering by validating what you're already deep into and makes you feel that you are the victim of everything. That actually has a reverse effect, brothers and sisters, on you. Healing comes from positivity and moving forward, not someone patting you on the head and say, yes, you're a victim, so stay a victim. No, a believer stands up again. Yes, we validate people's emotions. We help them. But we don't leave them there. We get up, even if it hurts. And, you know, very skilled psychologists who know what they're doing, if you bring for them someone who is grieving, for example, and when you send them to them, they looked fine, and they get out of that session crying and shaking, don't assume that the psychologist did something worse, if he's a good psychologist, especially if he knows the deen or her. But they're moving them from one state to another state. Because grieving, for example, has five stages. They want to move them along. So you need to cry, you need to let it and move forward. That's what happened to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he first received the Quran, he thought all the doors were closed in the sense that he was confused. He didn't know what is all this. And he was shaking and he sat down on the floor in what we call the fetal position, like a baby. You know, when the baby sits like this, because to get security, and to keep the heat in. That's why we go into this fetal position when we're scared. And Khadija radiallahu anha wrapped him up with the blanket. What did Allah say? Ya ayyuhal muzammil. O you who is wrapping himself up. Qum al-layla illa qalila. Get up in the night and start praying to Allah, except a little bit of the night, meaning give yourself sleep. And then Allah tells him, in the night you will find serenity and comfort. Then Allah says in another one, Ya ayyuhal muddathir qum fa'anzir. Then he said, O you who has blanketed himself, now get up and start warning, meaning move, start acting. And bi'idhnillah, any potential of a mental anguish, alhamdulillah, would have been